Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Jeffries moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Scarrett moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein takes first base on ball four. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to second. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Rein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rein takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McFadden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Rein moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. McFadden moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. McFadden moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a fly ball towards center field. Barnes drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Tate tags Oliver out. McFadden scores. Sweeney moves to third. Scarrett moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan strikes out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and has Jolly trapped. There's the throw to Miller, who throws to Ryan, who tags Jolly for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway now pitching. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rhein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhein scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.